Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
So last week I was talking a little bit about rent versus buying. In the context of, does it always make sense to buy or does it always make sense to rent? And usually there's some questions you got to ask yourself and figure it out. And this week, I'm going to talk about some funding options for long-term care. And a lot of this is kind of going to be a little bit of a carryover from last week. So if you missed last week's show, you can always get that podcast on our website at 525longtermcare.com. But what I want to really talk about a little bit here is that there are a tremendous amount of options and ways that we can fund a long-term care plan. And I think a lot of people are really surprised at this. And part of our process as we go through this education process and teach you about what long-term care is, and then we sit down and design a custom plan, one of the main priorities for me is to really look at your situation, your financial situation, and figure out the most objective and the best way to fund your long-term care plan. And what I mean by that is, I shouldn't say objective, but the most efficient way to fund your long-term care plan. And I think a lot of people are confused on this because we think of long-term care insurance as something we're just going to write payments for forever. That's the way it started. That's the way our homeowners insurance works, the way our car insurance works, that's the way the health insurance works. You just keep paying these premiums and off you go. And those plans do exist. That's the traditional long-term care, and that's the way most people that have long-term care plans that were set up in the past, that was the option that they had. So, for instance, my mother has a traditional plan and she pays an annual premium every year. I have a traditional plan that I took out in my 40s. I pay an annual premium every year. It's just an ongoing premium. But I think what people don't understand is that there's also different ways that we can pay for long-term care, including the limited pay option, meaning I'm going to pay into a plan for 10 years and then my plan is fully paid up. And actually, we're somewhat limited on the traditional long-term care insurance. We have a couple companies that offer 10 pay now, and we have one company that offers a single pay. And that was the question of the week last week, was a gentleman wanted to know if it made sense to do a single pay on a traditional and just pay for the insurance because he didn't care about the return of premium coming back. And that is something that is, you know, that's the feature you get on an asset-based plan, is you're going to get some kind of option to pay back. But on a traditional pay-as-you-go plan, really most people just pay until they go on claim. However, there are two companies that offer a limited pay for 10 years, which means after 10 full payments, 10 annual payments, your policy is paid in full. And then we do have one company that has the single pay option for a traditional plan. This is really a carve-out design for businesses, for C corporations, because they can write 100% of that premium off. However, that's going to come up a little bit later in the discussion because there's another thing that we can do with a single pay traditional plan. I'm going to talk about that later in the show. But when we move over to the asset-based plans, we can fund those plans with a single deposit, just, you know, using cash, transferring over CD, whatever we want. But we can also fund an asset-based plan using an IRA or a 401k, what we call qualified money. That's money that we have not paid taxes on. And the advantage is I can take, you know, just round it off to $100,000. I roll $100,000 out of my IRA today. The insurance company is going to set up an IRA in the background, and they are going to pull that money out over 10 years. And they give you a guarantee. They give you a bonus because legally that IRA has to earn some interest. So what they do is they simply say, we're going to give you a 20% bonus. So you're $100,000 that you give us today is really going to buy $120,000 of insurance over the next 10 years. And so they generate a 1099-R for $12,000 a year. And that is, you know, that is going to take into account the interest that that money is earning, that guarantee that they gave you. And that's what you would pay taxes on. But you get the advantage of buying a lump sum policy today. You have the plan in place, but they spread the taxes out on that retirement money over 10 years. That's one of our most popular plans. And if you're 72 now, which they just moved that up to, you have to start taking money out of your IRA or your 401k. That is going to count towards your required minimum distributions. So that's a great way that you can use a single deposit. Now, on asset-based plans, we can do a combination of the two. What I mean is a combination of a deposit and ongoing payments. I can't do that on traditional plans. I can simply, on traditional plan, I'm either going to have the single pay, the 10 pay, or the continuous pay. But on an asset-based plan, I could have 10 payments, and let's say it was 10 payments of $10,000. Well, the insurance company says, well, if you put $50,000 deposit in, you can lower those payments. So you'd lower your payments, just simple math would say $5,000 over those 10 years. So there's some combinations that you can do for that. And where that comes in handy as a funding option is if you're in a situation where, let's say that you have a business, you're a small business owner, you can deduct part of the premium. So what we would do is we would carve out the part that is deductible on an asset-based plan, and we could say you're going to pay a lump sum of, say, $100,000, and then you'll make 10 payments of $5,000. So you'll put $150,000 into your plan. Well, those $5,000 payments, part of that would be deductible. So that's one of the design things that we always look at. So again, single pay, multi-pay, or a combination of those as well, too, on the asset base. But I will tell you there is one other point I want to make here. There's a different way that you can fund long-term care plans. And this is due to the Pension Protection Act in 2010. That's when it went into law, 2010. And the Pension Protection Act basically put a provision in there that gave us a new way to fund long-term care plans. And we're going to spend some time talking about that today on the show because it's something that everybody needs to know about because it is a huge tax saver. So we're going to get to that. Before we go, though, I'm going to jump into my break here in a second, but I just want to let you know that we do have classes coming up in September. We just have not locked down the dates yet. So keep your eyes open. I want to give a special thank you to everybody that just attended our class yesterday on Friday morning. It was fantastic. Again, the classes we're doing them over the webinar, but they're just, we're getting really good feedback. We appreciate all the questions. We go through the material, and then we give you a chance to ask us your questions. And so we just had one yesterday morning at 9 o'clock. We are going to take a break here, and we're going to get a couple up, after the holidays at the first part of September, and we'll have a couple classes next month, too. So always check back at our website for that at 525-longtermcare.com. Stick around when we come back. I've got a question from Jonathan up in Bellingham, and we're going to get to the most important aspect or provision in the Pension Protection Act for long-term care funding. We'll be right back.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525-longtermcare.com.
You know, we can't always count on great health as we age. That's why I cannot overstate the peace of mind I feel having long-term care coverage for me and my wife. If you've been thinking about it, but you have some questions, this is a great time to get answers. Join my friends from 525 Advisors for one of their free long-term care planning live webinars they have coming up. At the webinar, they'll explain how long-term care works, what the coverage pays for, and you'll discover all the new options and different ways to fund a plan. And then when you're ready, 525 Advisors, they are the best in the country. And I know that because my wife and I went through the whole process with Brian and Madeline, and man, they take great care of their customers. Check out all their reviews. People love working with Brian and Madeline at 525 Advisors. So sign up today, 525longtermcare.com. Join them for one of their upcoming live webinars. The class is free. All you have to do is go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Take the burden off your loved ones by making sure your care is funded and managed in a time of need. Visit 525longtermcare.com to learn more and sign up for the next live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Dory Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back in. Thanks for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio this weekend. So we've got, again, classes coming up in September. We don't have them up on the website yet. We'll get those dates up here for you probably within the week. We've just got a little bit of scheduling that we have to work out to make sure that we can nail those times down for everybody. And by the way, you know, the classes, you're going to hear us talking about them. You're going to hear the ads for them. Again, it's just a great way for you to start. The radio program is an awesome thing to tune in. I'm glad you do that. If you miss a show, you can always get our podcast. But then when you're ready, come to one of the classes, and we're just going to kind of sum it all up. What long-term care covers, how you turn a plan on, your different types of plans that are available, what the government programs pay for, and then we answer your questions. So, again, we're going to have a couple more classes coming up in September, and we will get those on the calendar here pretty soon. So while you're on our website, you'll also see we have Question of the Week. And this week we got a question from Jonathan up in Bellingham. And Jonathan wanted to know, his question says this: I have an existing deferred annuity and was told there might be a way to use it for long-term care insurance tax-free. Is that possible? So again, a deferred annuity, think of a deferred annuity, it's like a CD. I put money into it and I can get a fixed deferred annuity that's going to guarantee me 3% or 3.5%, whatever that interest rate is, for 5 years or 7 years or 3 years. So it works just like a CD. What we mean by deferred is that we're not paying taxes on that interest as we earn it, like we do a CD. A CD or a savings account, you get a 1099-I every single year and you've got to claim that as income. So that's the advantage of annuities. If they're a deferred annuity, it just works kind of like a retirement account in the sense that we are getting the interest. We're going to compound a little bit more because we're not having to take money out to pay taxes on it. And that deferred annuity could also be tied to an index like the S&P 500. But they're basically deferred annuities are just savings accounts. They're not investments. You're never going to lose any of the money. So what Jonathan is talking about is he's got a deferred annuity. So he's got some gain in that annuity. How does he use that money and that gain tax-free for long-term care? And the short answer, Jonathan, is yes. There is a way you can do that, but we're going to go through a little bit more information here, and then I'm going to get to the specifics. And I've actually got a client of the week, so stick around. We have a client of the week that we use that we're going to show you how that annuity works for long-term care planning. But before we get to that, I want to talk a little bit about, I was teasing you before we went into the break about this new way to fund long-term care plans due to the Pension Protection Act. So the Pension Protection Act was went into effect. It was signed in 2006, went into effect in January of 2010. Inside that Pension Protection Act, which is the size of a phone book, is some provisions in there for long-term care insurance. And basically on funding options for long-term care insurance. So basically in a nutshell, what the Pension Protection Act did for us on long-term care is it removed some of the tax consequences. So if you think about this, I could give $100,000 to the insurance company on one of these asset-based plans. what that money was really doing, it was earning interest. And then the insurance company would take that interest and they would buy long-term care insurance inside that contract. And so that's how you would give the insurance company $100,000. You had $300,000 of long-term care insurance. The IRS said, well, wait a second. Your money's really earning interest. That's a gain to you. You're just using that money to buy a premium. So it'd be just like if you had your money in a CD and you're earning $5,000 of interest on your CD money and you're taking that $5,000 out and you're buying long-term care insurance. Well, the IRS says, well, you've got to pay taxes on that $5,000 that you're earning. We don't care if you're spending the money on long-term care insurance or if you're spending it on a car, you're spending it on vacations. You earned $5,000 of interest. You have to claim it as income. So in a nutshell, just to simplify things, one of the big things the Pension Protection Act did is they eliminated that. So they said, look, you now can put money into one of these asset-based long-term care plans. You can buy that insurance, so to speak, without claiming the interest, the money that you're earning, as income. So that was one of the first things we did. We removed some of the tax consequences for these asset-based long-term care plans. That opened the door. So many carriers, a lot of carriers came out now with these new plans, which has just given us all these wonderful options now. So actually, the idea has been around for 30 plus years. It's just that there were always some tax consequences. As of 2010, a lot of those got removed, which made the plans, I think, just a little bit more attractive. So more carriers were willing to design a plan and offer those. So that is one of the big things that it did. The Pension Protection Act also removed a couple of other hurdles as far as funding. And one of the things that it did is it allowed us to do what we call a 1035 exchange. Now, simply put, a 1035 exchange, if you just type it into Google and you pull up the definition, it says a 1035 exchange is a provision in the tax code which allows you as a policyholder to transfer funds from one life insurance endowment or annuity to a new policy without having to pay taxes. Now, what do we mean by that? Why does that matter? So let's take a life insurance policy. If I have a permanent whole life insurance policy and I've paid $100,000 into that plan over since I took it out, whatever that is, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, I put $100,000 into it. And I want to go cancel that plan, and the cash value in that plan is actually worth $125,000. What the IRS says is you've got to pay tax on that $25,000 gain because you're basically surrendering that policy and you're taking that money out. So the exchange is the same with real estate. I have value in an apartment building. If I exchange it into another apartment building or something alike, investment property, I don't have to pay tax on the gain on that real estate. It's the same idea with life insurance. It's the same idea with an annuity. So I have this deferred annuity. Like Jonathan has, say I put $100,000 into it, it's worth $150,000 now. Well, when I go to surrender that annuity and take my money back, I've got to pay tax on the $50,000 gain. But what they allow us to do is take that annuity and roll it into a new annuity. And again, now we're just deferring the taxes. We do not have to pay tax on that gain. So that's what a 1035 is. Now, why that is so important for us is the vast majority of people out there, like Jonathan, have an annuity. They'll buy like a fixed annuity for, say, 3 years or 5 years. At the end of that 3 years or 5 years, they will say, well, I've got X amount of gain. I'm just going to roll that whole thing into another five-year annuity and let that money continue to grow tax deferred. That's the whole idea of these annuities. They just sit there and they grow. You're not paying taxes along the way. You're not paying any fees along the way. The money's just compounding and growing. So what the Pension Protection Act said is we can take that existing annuity, we can take an existing life insurance that has cash value in it and it has a gain in it, and we can 1035 exchange it into a long-term care contract. Now, remember when I was talking about the single pay traditional plan? It was carved out for really C corporations because they can write off that premium. So they can write a $100,000 check for a long-term care insurance plan and they can deduct that as an expense that year if only if you are a C corporation. Well, under the Pension Protection Act, I can also take an exchange life insurance, or I could take an exchange, do a 1035 exchange of annuity into a single pay traditional long-term care plan. The reason why we don't see that very often, quite frankly, is because there's no other value in that traditional plan, right? It's just insurance. So that's why I say it's really a carve out for C corporations that are writing that off as an expense. If I have an existing annuity or an existing life insurance policy that I want to exchange, I'm really going to look at an asset-based long-term care plan or a hybrid plan. And so in a nutshell, if I have an existing life insurance policy, I can 1035 exchange that into a new asset-based long-term care plan that still has life insurance, like my policy. So I have an asset-based long-term care plan. I have lifetime long-term care coverage, but if I don't use it, there's a $200,000 return of premium. That's structured as a death benefit. So that's very common. That is something that we do. But what people forget, and a lot of advisors don't know this, is that going back to Jonathan's question, he has a deferred annuity. He's got gain in that annuity. Can he get that gain out tax-free for long-term care? And the short answer is yes. But it's even better than that. What the Pension Protection Act says is you can roll that, do a 1035 exchange into a long-term care annuity with a 7702B rider. So that's the long-term care rider. You can roll that in and you can take out all your gains. So let's just use a generic number. Jonathan put $100,000 in his annuity. It's worth $150,000. If he uses it today for long-term care, he's got to pay tax on that $50,000 gain. If he rolls it into another annuity that's got a long-term care rider on it, he can pull that $50,000 out tax-free. So the whole $150,000 comes out tax-free. But here's the best part about this. What you need to understand is that there are annuities out there with what they call 101 or chronic care riders on them. 101G as in girl. A chronic care rider on a life insurance policy or an annuity just simply says you can spend down the value of the annuity contract or the life insurance. It's usually a percentage. They don't give you 100%, but they'll say 90% of the value of that annuity or that life insurance policy, you can spend it down while you're alive, tax-free for long-term care needs, or what they call chronic care. Here's the problem with those policies. You're only getting the value of your money. So, Jonathan, you could do that. You could roll it into another annuity, and somebody could put a 101G rider on there for you. And you would have, you know, let's say you have $150,000 in your annuity. You would have $150,000 of long-term care insurance. However, you can move it over to an actual asset-based long-term care plan that has an annuity chassis built underneath it, and you can leverage up your money. And what I mean by that is you can turn every dollar that you have today in your annuity into $3 of long-term care. So your $150,000 would turn into $450,000, and that money all comes out tax-free. That's the provision that the Pension Protection Act did on the 1035 exchange. So what you're really going to do is you're going to end up trading some interest for some insurance. You're going to take your $150,000, you're going to turn it into $450,000 of long-term care. All of that comes out tax-free. That is the home run, folks, under the Pension Protection Act. I will just tell you, if you have a deferred annuity sitting in your safe deposit box, that is a home run for you, because not only can you take out all of the gain tax-free, you can leverage that up usually three times. Sometimes if your health is somewhat compromised already, you're going to maybe leverage it up two times. But regardless, you get all your gain out, and you can at least double your money, but in most cases, triple your money. And stick around. We're going to head into our next break, but when we come back, I've got a client of the week, Sandra, and this is exactly what we did. We took an existing annuity and set up a new plan, and I'll show you how we did it. We'll be right back.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
You know, we can't always count on great health as we age. That's why I cannot overstate the peace of mind I feel having long-term care coverage for me and my wife. If you've been thinking about it, but you have some questions, this is a great time to get answers. Join my friends from 525 Advisors for one of their free long-term care planning live webinars they have coming up. At the webinar, they'll explain how long-term care works, what the coverage pays for, and you'll discover all the new options and different ways to fund a plan. And then when you're ready, 525 Advisors, they are the best in the country. And I know that because my wife and I went through the whole process with Brian and Madeline, and man, they take great care of their customers. Check out all their reviews. People love working with Brian and Madeline at 525 Advisors. So sign up today, 525longtermcare.com. Join them for one of their upcoming live webinars. The class is free. All you have to do is go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
We know the planning process for long-term care is frustrating and confusing. Our team will take the time to guide you to the right plan. Visit 525longtermcare.com to learn more and sign up for the next live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And thanks for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio again this weekend. And by the way, if you're new to Long-Term Care Radio, thanks for tuning in. We are actually on the air twice on Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. And then we are on Sunday afternoon, the same program, same show, Sunday at noon. So if you miss a Saturday, you can jump on and get a Sunday. And if you miss us on the weekend, just go to our website, 525longtermcare.com. And you can click right there on the radio tab. You'll see the podcast button. You can get the podcast and sign up for that. And you can actually get the podcast on iTunes as well, too. And so we try to bring a wide variety of content every week just to give you a little bit. One show is not going to fill, you know, answer all your questions. But what we're trying to do is just bring some different topics up. And again, like this week, it was from Jonathan asking, hey, I have an annuity. How do I use that annuity tax-free for long-term care? And so that's what we're actually going to talk about on the client of the week this week. And again, this is just the home run under the Pension Protection Act, which went into effect in 2010. They allow us now to take an existing deferred annuity that has gain in it and transfer that annuity into a long-term care annuity and take all the money out tax-free. Just be very, very careful. I was talking about this earlier in the last segment. A 101G rider is a chronic care rider. There are literally hundreds of annuities that have those. In fact, I was just talking to a client last week, and he said his advisor was telling him that he could get an annuity that he could use for long-term care. Well, guess what? That's not a long-term care insurance plan. It's just a regular annuity with a 101G rider, a chronic care rider. And a lot of those riders will require, number one, that you are permanently disabled, so it has to be a permanent situation. True long-term care events do not require that. So long-term care insurance at 7702 does not require anything like that. And also, again, the 101G rider is simply just saying you can use a percentage of the value of your policy, and that's it. You don't get any leverage. You don't get any additional insurance. They're just simply saying, oh, you can take out the money that you gave me. You can have it back tax-free for long-term care. So there's really no insurance in that. And again, the reason why these plans are becoming so popular is because, number one, they don't qualify as long-term care insurance, so the agents don't have to be partnership qualified, they don't have to take the 8-hour long-term care course, and they don't have to do the 4 hours of continuing education every single year that somebody that is licensed to sell long-term care has to do. So just be very careful of that, and it's the same with life insurance. If somebody says, hey, I've got life insurance that you can use for long-term care, well, that's not really what a long-term care insurance plan is. Our asset-based long-term care plans are just returning a portion of the value. So, and again, what I mean by that is if I have $100,000 of death benefit and they put a 101G rider on it, they'll say, hey, you can use 90% of your death benefit for long-term care tax-free. Well, big whoopee. I don't have any insurance in there. I just have my death benefit that I'm spending down early while I'm alive. What long-term care insurance does, like my plan, I have unlimited long-term care protection. The death benefit is just simply a small amount that's going to go back to the family to reimburse me for the premiums that I put in, so I don't lose my money if I don't use it. So be very careful out there, because I know there's a lot of people that are promoting things as long-term care, and honestly, it's illegal to sell a chronic care policy, a 101, and to market it as long-term care insurance. And I just had a friend of mine out in Colorado that I helped out of this situation. He went in looking for long-term care insurance. They sold him this big fancy life insurance policy with a rider on it, and it says right there in their illustration, if you're seeking long-term care insurance, there might be better alternatives. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We have a much better alternative. So my client of the week this week is Sandra, who is 68. Sandra is widowed. She's got 3 grown kids. She's got 5 grandkids. And here's what's unique about Sandra. She was turned down for long-term care 5 years ago when she was 63 years old due to some health conditions, due to some pre-existing conditions, basically. And it was a traditional company, a pay-as-you-go plan. So, you know, think of Genworth or John Hancock or Mutual of Omaha, Transamerica, any of those companies out there, just the pay-as-you-go. She had applied to one of those companies and was turned down due to pre-existing conditions. And that's very common. People are, you know, they apply to the wrong company. Here's the problem. Sandra thought, okay, I got turned down. There's no way I can get long-term care insurance. I'm just done. So she had to start saving her money because she says, well, I'm going to have to self-fund my long-term care. And I think if you think about this, this puts us all in kind of a sticky situation, because if I'm going to self-fund, how much do you need? That's the million-dollar question, right? When am I going to go on claim? How much am I going to need? How long am I going to? Is it going to last? That's all those things that we just don't know. So if you know that all your assets are at risk, that you're going to have to pay for long-term care, and that if you run out of money, you're going to become a ward of the state and end up on Medicaid, what does that do? Yeah, it's like Sandra said, it makes you more frugal. You're afraid to spend your money because you're sitting there looking at it saying, gosh, I don't want to be like my aunt. And that's what Sandra said. She watched her aunt go through a long-term care situation. Her aunt lost all of her money, ended up on Medicaid. They lost the house. There was a lien on the house. And she said, I just don't want that to happen. So she's been frugal. She's been setting money aside, and she's been saving, thinking that she was going to have to self-insure her own long-term care. Now, here's the thing. Sandra had stumbled upon our radio show. She came to one of our classes, and she found out, you know, she said, hey, there might be an option. She filled out a pre-screen form. She contacted us, and we said, yes, absolutely, you have an option. And here's kind of, you know, her biggest concern, I'll just be honest with you, for her, is she's saying, if something happens to me, I'm going to spend through my assets, but I also know that my kids are going to step in, and I'm going to be a burden on my kids, and I don't want that to happen. And I also want the house that her and her husband worked hard for and they paid off. She said, I don't want to lose that. I don't want to lose that to Medicaid. I'm not ready to sign it over to my kids right now. She said, it's my home. I want to live in it, but I would like to leave some of my assets if I don't spend them down to my family. I don't want to pay for a nursing home, for care that's not that good. She said that was her biggest concern. So I agreed with her. I said, you know, you're spot on. Nobody wants that to happen. But here's, you know, it happens to a lot of people, and here's the problem. You have to plan to avoid that. You have to make a plan. Or you're just rolling the dice and you're hoping that you get lucky. So what we did with Sandra is we got together. I started talking with her. And it was actually on the initial phone call with Sandra is I just realized we had a home run. Because what we do on the initial phone call with you is we're going to learn a little about you. Tell me about your family. Tell me about your grandkids. Tell me about, you know, where do you want to age? Tell me about your assets. How much is in retirement accounts? Do you have rental property? Whatever it is. So as we were going through the assets, Sandra said they had an annuity that her husband had bought years ago. And I said, okay, so tell me about that annuity. She goes, well, it's just an annuity that I'm saving for a rainy day. And what she meant by that is there was no tax consequences to it. She could just leave it alone and it was going to just sit there and grow. So we start talking about that, and it turns out that that annuity that Sandra had was worth $168,000. Now, her husband had invested the money into this annuity form at $75,000, so they had a $93,000 gain. So Sandra wisely was just letting that annuity sit there. She didn't need the money. As long as she didn't touch it, there were no tax consequences for her. But if she used that for long-term care, she was going to have to pay tax on the first $93,000 that came out of that annuity. She would have to claim that as income. So that's the problem with these deferred annuities. As soon as you access them, you end up paying tax on the gain. And that's what's surprising. That's why so many of these deferred annuities just end up getting passed on to the next generation, because as long as you leave them alone, you don't have to pay tax on them. Unlike a CD, you're getting a 1099-I every single year, and you have to pay tax on the interest that you earn. So Sandra was going through her assets. She had, you know, actually a nice little nest egg. Her concern was she just felt guilty every time she spent money, because she said, well, this might be money that I'm going to need 20 or 30 years down the road, so I don't feel comfortable spending it. So I said, look, this is what we're going to do. We are going to use the provisions of the Pension Protection Act. You've already got a long-term care plan. You don't even know it. We're going to show you how to set it up. So here's what we did. We took that annuity, $168,000. We deposited that with the insurance company, just one single deposit to the insurance company. What that did for Sandra is it gave her an initial bucket of money of $504,000. Now, again, think back earlier in the show, we were talking about this. How do I use that annuity tax-free? Well, she's got $168,000. She could just flip it over to another annuity with a 101G rider on it, and she'd have $168,000 that she could use in a long-term care event if she follows the rules of the insurance company. Under a long-term care plan, an asset-based plan, she now is going to get insurance inside that annuity. So what she's doing is she's taking that $168,000, she deposits it with the insurance company. They automatically give her $3 of insurance for every dollar of cash value that's in the plan. Now, here's the thing about it. The annuity that she has is earning interest. This new program, this new asset-based long-term care plan, is earning interest too. And then what the insurance company does is they take some of that interest off to buy the insurance inside the contract. Now, remember, because of the Pension Protection Act, that's a tax-free event. So there's no tax issues at all here. So really what Sandra's money is doing is it's earning 2.75%. So that's how much money she is earning, is 2.75%. Now, the insurance cost is 1.22%. That's how much the insurance company charges her every year for the insurance that they buy inside the contract. That's where she gets the leverage. So her money is actually still growing by a little over 1.5%. So her $168,000 down the road is worth $227,000. That's her money. She can take it out. She can annuitize it. She can do whatever she wants. But if she leaves it in this policy, what she has now is she has $681,000 of long-term care insurance that comes out tax-free, and she has $311 a day of benefit for 6 years. So she's got over $9,000 a month that she can pull out tax-free for 6 years. This is the insurance. So this is what I say, win, lose, or draw. She had an existing annuity. What could she do? She could roll it over to just another annuity that was paying maybe 3% for, you know, a 10-year deferred annuity. You can get 3% or 2.9, something close like that. She's going to take and use some of that interest that that annuity would earn and buy insurance inside that contract. So she is trading interest for insurance. And for her, she says, look, if my money grows at 1.5% instead of 3%, I'm totally fine with that, because what she wants is the long-term care insurance, and she just tripled the value of this annuity for tax-free long-term care. And folks, this is what I mean by the home run on the Pension Protection Act. It's just really, really hard to beat this. And it's simplified underwriting as well, too. And you notice she was turned down for a traditional plan, but she qualified for this plan. So what we want to look at always when we're talking about long-term care planning is your particular situation. What is the most efficient way to set up a long-term care plan? And folks, this was it for her. She is so relieved right now because now she knows she's got $500,000 of long-term care insurance today, which is growing. For every dollar of cash value that grows, she gets $3 more of long-term care insurance. So that's why her long-term care bucket goes from $504,000 to $681,000 20 years down the road. And if interest rates go higher, that value will actually grow even faster. If they go lower, it would actually slow the growth down, but she's still going to have three times leverage on whatever she has in that plan. So she's not going to lose on that. So it's just a really, really great plan. So again, lots of examples on our website. I love the client of the week. The whole idea is get a plan in place and make sure you take advantage of the tax savings and the tax advantages of long-term care and the fact that you have a plan for you and your family. And what that does is it really just allows you to go on with your life because you know you've got a dedicated source of money to fund your care and a team of professionals to help you manage that care when you need it. Stick around. We got a little bit more long-term care. In fact, when we get back, I'm going to bring our case manager in, Madeline Lutch. So we'll be right back.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
You know, we can't always count on great health as we age. That's why I cannot overstate the peace of mind I feel having long-term care coverage for me and my wife. If you've been thinking about it, but you have some questions, this is a great time to get answers. Join my friends from 525 Advisors for one of their free long-term care planning live webinars they have coming up. At the webinar, they'll explain how long-term care works, what the coverage pays for, and you'll discover all the new options and different ways to fund a plan. And then when you're ready, 525 Advisors, they are the best in the country. And I know that because my wife and I went through the whole process with Brian and Madeline, and man, they take great care of their customers. Check out all their reviews. People love working with Brian and Madeline at 525 Advisors. So sign up today, 525longtermcare.com. Join them for one of their upcoming live webinars. The class is free. All you have to do is go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
For the most options, including new plans that protect you and your loved ones and pay you back if you never use them, visit 525longtermcare.com to learn more and sign up for the next live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Listen and learn information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. You can email your questions to radio at 525advisors.com.
And welcome back, and thanks for sticking around to Long-Term Care Radio. We are in our final segment here of the show, and I brought Madeline Lutch in, our case manager. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, good. Could be afternoon if you're listening on Sunday afternoon, so
yeah.
I always forget about that. But I brought Madeline in today because, you know, one of the most common questions I think we get is, when should I apply for long-term care?
Yeah, and most people put it around age, but really what everyone needs to know is it's your health.
Absolutely.
You know, you can get it pretty much between age 40 and 85, but your health is really going to determine what type of plan you can be eligible for, if any.
Yeah. I've heard other advisors say that really it's your health that allows you to get long-term care insurance. So think of that's what gets you the ticket to the show. And then it's really your age that's going to determine the pricing. So are you sitting in the front row or are you sitting in the back row? And I think that's a good way to look at it. A lot of people want to understand that or don't understand that your health doesn't stay the same. And the problem we have, and I did a show on this a few weeks ago, I think we were talking about the percentage of people at like 50 that get the best rating, and then 60 it drops down, and I mean it falls off like a cliff. I mean It's like, you know, if you're 40, it's like 75% of the people get the highest rating. By the time you get to 60, it's about a third of the people, and over 70 it's like 10%. And so I think the point is we have a process here that we always start with our classes. You always hear us talking about this. I mean, Madeline and I have both lived through long-term care events, and so we understand that you've got to educate yourself on, number one, what is long-term care?
Yeah.
What is a long-term care event, and what does it do to you and your family? So learn about it. Go to our class. Do that. And then our process is we start with the pre-screen form. So tell the listeners a little bit about what that pre-screen form really is.
Yeah, and this pre-screen process that we have started has been important just the entire time we've been doing this. But especially now with the way that COVID is affecting things, things are changing weekly at this point almost. So this pre-screen really goes through your health, and it is confidential. This pre-screen is really mainly just between you and me. Mm-hmm. And it tells me about your conditions, if you've had any cancer, even if it was in the past and it's in remission, your medications you're taking, any possible procedures you're talking to your doctor about. Colonoscopies, things like that aren't really a big deal unless it's of a concern that they're asking you to do that. So, but any of the information that you tell me is kind of like, I'm the third party, so you're not telling it to the insurance company. And then what I can do is actually guide you to the right plan. And it's really important right now that we make sure we know your health before we even design you a plan. Mm-hmm. Because we need to make sure that we're submitting you to the right company at the right time.
Absolutely.
And we just had this happen where a couple had submitted a pre-screen, and we had gone through all the information. They had seemed pretty healthy, so we designed them a nice traditional mm-hmm. plan. And then we get to the application process, and in the application process, you do need to tell me more about your doctors and your previous your appointments and anything that you have been prescribed. And all of a sudden, we get all this information.
Here comes another sack of goodies that they didn't tell us about the first time, yes.
Yeah, and so, and luckily, she did tell us before we actually submitted the application, because otherwise, she would have been a turndown and mm-hmm. would have had a turndown on her record. So we
A valid point. And before we go on, you just offended everybody that's had a colonoscopy in the last 10 years, saying it's no big deal, because I just had one last year, and I would just complain. It's a horrible deal. It's the process. Here, drink 2 gallons of salt water, and then you're fine. It's just, yeah.
But, well, it is not a fun.
But the point taken,
time.
Yeah, that regular maintenance is not a big deal.
Exactly. Like, I've had many people be concerned, you asked me about procedures. Well, I did have a colonoscopy. It's not a concern to the insurance company.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so, and what Madeline was talking about, it's like, it is so crucial for us when we're talking about long-term care planning and we're asking you these questions. It's, so many advisors do it backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got an example. I mean, I've got a colleague that we were talking to. We talk weekly. He's out on the East Coast and has been doing long-term care insurance for a long time. He just has a different format than I do. And so he just is complaining about a turndown. I'm like, well, what'd she get turned down for? And he goes, well, she was 5'2 and 312 pounds. And so she was outside the BMI limits for that carrier.
Mm-hmm.
Now, actually, there's some other carriers that may have considered her, but that particular carrier said no. So you have to do the pre-screen. And what we talk about all the time is you might be taking a certain prescription drug that a an insurance company frowns on, but another insurance company will say, well, what's it taken for? Oh, it's taken for pain. Okay, nope, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And so, again, that's why the pre-screen is just so crucial. And so many people will ask us, they'll start off saying, well, I don't know if I want to give this information up. It's like, well, you have to, because we're not even going to try to attempt to guess whether we can get you approved with one company or another unless we have kind of a good idea of where you're at health-wise. And it is confidential. It's key for us to do it, but it also saves you, because if you get turned down, just like our client of the week here, if she was turned down, like when she got turned down by that traditional company, you know, the vast majority of companies ask right there on the question, have you been turned down for long-term care insurance in the last 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
And if you say yes, a lot of companies just say you cannot submit your application to us right now. That's just an automatic turn down for them. They don't sit there and say, well, you know, what was it for? Well, I was in physical therapy when I applied last time, and now I'm out of physical therapy. And we had that happen just a couple months ago. We actually had a lady that got turned down with Mutual of Omaha, one of the biggest traditional carriers out there. It's a great company. We like working with them there if it's the right fit. And she should have been approved with them, but she wasn't, because she was finishing up some physical therapy. And all that agent had to do is find that out and say, look, we're going to hold off for 2 weeks and then we'll submit the application. Now she's got to wait 2 years. And what's at stake for her? What happens in these next 2 years if
she gets a diagnosis?
Nathaniel, my 17-year-old son, is texting on a phone and runs a red light and smashes into her, right? It's like, you don't know. That's what's so scary. Your health can change so fast. So it is not your age is the point we're trying to make. It's really your health.
And our process of the pre-screen not only allows us to make sure that we're submitting you to the right company at the right time, but it allows me to be your advocate, because the more I know about your health, the more I can counsel you on how to portray the information in the best light to the insurance company. Mm-hmm. Because insurance companies, you know, they're pretty, pretty like robot-y, you know?
Well, and I think the mistake a lot of people make is they think that long-term care insurance plans are static, that there's mm-hmm. never any change, and that it's just black and white, and it's just not true. The underwriters use, the insurance carriers use the underwriting process as a volume knob. They can mm-hmm. turn up and down the number of policies they have coming. So right now, with the interest rates being as low as they are, and with things like COVID out there, what they're doing is they're turning down. They don't want as much business. So what are they doing? They're increasing the underwriting standards, and they're mm-hmm. saying no. Like, for instance, Mutual of Omaha said anybody over 64 cannot apply in Washington State right now until further notice. So all those things are going on, and people think they're static, but also the thing that you have to understand is that when we go in and we're trying to put one of these plans in place, we're taking a snapshot and looking at you today, but the underwriter doesn't understand what your life is about unless Madeline gets involved, and she writes a cover letter on every single file. And I think people are surprised at this. One in three people nationally that apply for long-term care are turned down, and that stat number has pretty much stayed static. And you know whose fault that is? That's our fault. It's the advisor's fault.
It's the agents. Yeah. You know, it's them not being comfortable enough to ask the questions that need to be asked.
That's right. And applying at the wrong time, or starting with an application instead of saying, oh, yeah, you're in physical therapy, let's wait 2 weeks and then we'll submit. They're just happy to get the application, so they submit it.
Mm-hmm.
And so one out of three people are turned down. Our record is, I would say, if we're 1 in 20, we're really upset, because we really take the time to try to figure this out ahead of time. And that's what's important. Your health can change on a dime, and we have a great process. We're going to spend the time with you, we're going to work with you. And a lot of people ask us about that, and we say, hey, you know, it's not your age. If you're healthy in 10 years, that'd be great. You could still get a plan, but guess what? Your health could change tomorrow, and then we can't get you a plan, and you could still live a very long life, and your risk for long-term care might even be a little bit higher.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for joining us this week, Madeline. We're going to try to squeeze her on a little bit more. We're still in the bunker here at the office doing all this on our own, but we'll be back next week with another new show, and look for our upcoming classes in September. We'll get those up soon. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188.
For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 8 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.